Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 22nd day of June. Today we're reading Acts 14, 8 to 28, and reading the easy-to-read version. In Lystra, there was a man who had something wrong with his feet. He had been born crippled and had never walked. He was sitting and listening to Paul speak. Paul looked straight at him and saw that the man believed God could heal him. But Paul shouted, "Stand up on your feet." The man jumped up and began walking around. When the people saw what Paul did, they shouted in their own Lycaonian language. They said, "The gods have come down to us in the form of humans." The people began to call Barnabas Zeus, and they called Paul Hermes, because he was the main speaker. The temple of Zeus was near the city. The priest of the temple brought some bulls and flowers to the city gates. The priest and the people wanted to offer a sacrifice to Paul and Barnabas. But when the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, understood what the people were doing, they tore their own clothes, and they ran in among the people and shouted to them, "Men, why are you doing this? We are not gods. We are humans just like you. We came to tell you the good news. We are telling you to turn away from these worthless things. Turn to the true living God, the one who made the sky, the earth, the sea, and everything that is in them. In the past, God let all the nations do what they wanted, but God was always there doing the good things that prove he is real. He gives you rain from heaven and good harvest at the right times. He gives you plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy." Even after saying all this, Paul and Barnabas still could hardly stop the people from offering sacrifice to them. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and persuaded the people to turn against Paul. So they threw stones at him and dragged him out of the town. They thought they had killed him, but when the followers of Jesus gathered around him, he got up and went back into the town. The next day, he and Barnabas left and went to the city of Derbe. They also told the good news in the city of Derbe. Many people believed, became followers of Jesus. And Paul and Barnabas returned to the cities of Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. In those cities, they helped the followers grow stronger in their faith and encouraged them to continue trusting God. They told them, "We must suffer many things on our way into God's kingdom." They also chose elders for each church and stopped eating for a period of time to pray for them. The elders were men who had put their trust in the Lord Jesus, so Paul and Barnabas put them in his care. Paul and Barnabas went through the country of Pisidia, then they came to the country of Pamphylia. They told people the message of God in the city of Perga, and then they went down to the city of Attalia, and from there they sailed away into Antioch in Syria. This is the city where the believers had put them into God's care and sent them to do this work. Now they had finished it. When Paul and Barnabas arrived, they gathered the church together. They told them everything God had used them to do. They said, "God opened a door for the non-Jewish people to believe," and they stayed there a long time with the Lord's followers. So today we read a story where Paul and Barnabas, they went to the cities of Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, and they were helping people, that believed in Jesus and followed them. And help them strengthen their faith. And they also told them, we as people must suffer many things on our way into God's kingdom. And suffering is a human nature. Humans suffer because they don't get what they want. Humans suffer because they're restricted to do something. Humans suffer because of the pain that someone puts them through, the pain they put themselves through. Suffering comes with going to the kingdom of God. And restrictions, restricting ourselves, setting boundaries and rules for ourselves, can be suffering, and that suffering is what gets us to the kingdom of God. It helps get us to the kingdom of God. So let's pray that we will have strength through our sufferings. Dear Jesus, help us to have our strength, help us to have our faith and our wisdom through our times of suffering, the suffering we put ourselves through, the suffering other people put us through, the suffering that helps us to strengthen our faith and get us closer to the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.